One reason they wouldn't want them on the property, if you had a place, saying I had cattle, all right, you fixed for your cattle and I didn't. I just let mine run out. Now you done planted on your property, you planted grass. You got nice rye grass, oats, something for them to eat. I ain't got nothing. Well, you wouldn't want my cattle to come over there and eat up all your feed from your cattle. See? Ain't that right?
Yeah.
Well, it would look into it to be true. Uh-huh. So that's just the way that those things kind of run out.
Uh-huh. Where do you keep corn?
Well, your corn, you have a crib. You make your corn crib. You pull your corn, haul it in, throw it in your crib.
Mm-hmm.
Then, if you want it out to feed or something, you go get out what you want. If you're feeding whole, whatever it takes to do your whole, you give it to them, or your cows, you feed some of it, or people used to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Grind it up for meal. You ever seen the ground meal?
The cornmeal?
Home ground cornmeal.
Not home ground.
Oh, yeah, I've ground thousands of bushels of corn, home ground cornmeal. Then people used to farm all around. People used to be a great farmer all around, here was your way.
Mm-hmm.
I started to grind and run a grist mill, started grinding corn when I could just see good, grind till I couldn't see and had to get up Monday morning to finish.
Mm.
Well now, all that's done away with, people had to go to the store and buy the corn meal. They don't raise it.
Mm-hmm.
No grist mills anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You can't find grist mill running in Jefferson County, I know of.
You know, sometimes you'd grind the corn up and grind it not quite as fine as you would for cornmeal.
Well, you'd be making grits, chops.
Chops?
Yeah, chops. You know, I've had people bring it down many times and had to make chops for them. Now, sir, you have a bunch of little chickens at home.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, they can't be big enough to eat grains of corn. You'd have corn chopped and throw out to so your little birds could eat.
Mm-hmm. You ever see them taking this corn and soaking it in lye water?
Take corn and soak it.
Uh-huh. And get the husks off.
You'd make lye homie. Uh-huh. You ever eat any?
Just from a can.
Well, you take a big pot, like this pot you said outdoors, and put you some water in it and put you some corn in it. You take ashes and put so many ashes in that water.
Mm-hmm.
And you cook this corn in them ashes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the corn ashes would make this corn be soft and make the husk come off it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you take the ashes out, take that corn out and wash it good and clean. After it's done got, not mushy done, but got good and done. Then you take it and wash it and cook it over.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got your lye, homie, just like that you buy.
Where would you store hay? That upper part of the barn, you know?
Where would you store hay?
Uh-huh.
Well, several ways you store hay. Olden time back, people had no way to store hay. They took a post hole digger and dug a hole in the ground about 6 foot deep and took a big pole, put in that pole, in that hole.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you haul your hay in a wagon.
Mm-hmm.
You put hay all around that post, all about 8 foot out from the post, all the way around. Hay your post up about 12, 14 foot. And you pack that hay down all the time around them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you did that, all you had to do then, when you get to the top, put you some hay on top,
mm-hmm.
and comb it off like, and the water run off, never get wet. Well, your cattle go there and eat off of that hay. That used to be the olden time way of storing hay.